building a house, traditions, customs, rituals, superstitions, and myths. We have passed the time of customs and rituals related to celebration of All Saints' Day, Polish Independence Day, St. Martin's Festival, or St. Andrew's Day. And we head towards Christmas, rich with many beautiful traditions. Interestingly, there are also customs and superstitions which are linked directly to the construction industry, especially building a house. Many of them are forgotten, while others lasted for centuries and are still known nowadays. The cornerstone or foundation stone concerns literally setting the first brick or stone at the corner of an object to be built. The custom refers to the word corner or coin. Formerly, the builder's name used to be put on the cornerstone. Currently, information on the investor and the date of commencement of the construction is added too. Even now, the tradition of blessing the cornerstone is still vivid, and this ceremony is often connected to the signing of the groundbreaking plaque. Building a house has always been an important investment. For ages, effort has been taken to ensure happiness and luck for inhabitants of new buildings. For instance, a site for a new house was set by women with the so-called magical line, which was a furrow made with a plow. Such a frontier was meant to protect the future household from evil. Further, a black hen or rooster was sacrificed. Sometimes, people buried eggs, pieces of metal, horseshoes, holy pictures, for example Saint Agatha, as well as herb wreaths blessed on the 8th day of Corpus Christi. Even now, at corners of new houses, some people bury bread, grain, salt, coins, eggs or shells, pictures of the family to live there, while the groundbreaking plaque is often hidden under the threshold. These objects are frequently associated with magical power to bring good luck for the future inhabitants. For instance, eggshells thrown into foundations are supposed to protect the building from humidity. Further, to ensure Holy Mary's care and protection from fire or thunder, construction works should start on Wednesday or Saturday at full moon if possible. It was important to start construction works in spring and complete them before harvest. There is also a superstition saying that one should not move into a new house in November or December. Topping out is a ritual of putting a wreath made of green twigs, straw or flowers on top of a newly built house. This tradition has pagan roots. It was believed that a spirit living in trees or other natural creations that made up the wreath passes on to the wooden structure of the building, thus ensuring protection and blessing for future. This custom is still present and the ritual is treated as a celebration of completion of an important stage of construction works, for example completion of the final component of roof structure or completion of the building structure in the case of big objects. Traditionally, the ceremony was fun, serving as a thank you for the effort involved in building the object. After topping out, all that was left to be done was decorations and moving in. Formerly, the ceremony held after moving into a new house was called setting in. Now it is the housewarming party. According to a saying, the first piece of furniture to be brought into the house should be a table. According to another superstition, on the first night it shouldn't be the host to sleep in the new house, but rather other people who would drive all evil forces away. This is a referral to an old custom when animals were the first to be let into a house, for example a cat, a dog or a rooster. The described traditions and customs are certainly an interesting and characteristic element of the national culture. Variable, often reduced or residual forms of former superstitions are still known. Of course, it is good to take them with a grain of salt.